Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's face it, procrastination is basically a superpower some of us wield way too often. Ever feel like that looming deadline is just a friendly suggestion? You know that feeling when you're staring at a blank page or screen, knowing there's a mountain of work waiting to be tackled, but your brain has decided to take a spontaneous trip to Distraction Island? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the procrastination puzzle and figuring out how to build those unstoppable productivity habits that will have you crushing your goals like a boss. First things first, let's talk about why we procrastinate in the first place. Often, it's not laziness, though sometimes it feels like it. Sometimes it's fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of starting something new. Other times, it's simply feeling overwhelmed by the sheer size of a task. We get paralyzed by the idea of where to even begin. But guess what? You don't have to let procrastination win. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you take back control and become a productivity powerhouse. 1. Break it down. Remember that overwhelming mountain I mentioned earlier? The secret is to break it down into smaller, more manageable chunks. Instead of staring at the whole project, focus on completing just one small step at a time. Celebrate those many victories along the way. You'd be surprised how much momentum you can build by tackling things in bite-sized pieces. 2. The power of just 5 minutes. This is a game changer, friends. Tell yourself you'll only work on something for 5 minutes. Often, once you get started, you'll find that you keep going because the momentum carries you forward. You've got to remember those 5 minutes are just enough to break through inertia. That initial hurdle can be the hardest part, but once you clear it, you're golden. 3. Eliminate distractions. This is a big one. Your phone, social media, that endless stream of notifications, they are all like tiny vampires sucking away your precious focus time. Designate specific times to check those things, and during your work sessions, put your phone on Do Not Disturb mode, or even better, leave it in another room. 4. Find your peak performance time. Are you a morning person or a night owl? Figure out when you're most alert and energized, and schedule your most important tasks for those times. It's like strategically planting your productivity seeds in the soil where they're most likely to flourish. 5. Reward yourself. Let's be real, we all love a good reward. Treat yourself after completing a task or reaching a milestone. Go for a walk, grab a delicious coffee, listen to your favorite music, whatever brings you joy and helps you stay motivated. You deserve it. Okay, now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been putting off writing that important report for weeks. She's convinced herself she'll do it tomorrow, but tomorrow never seems to come. Sound familiar? Well, one day, Sarah decides to try the 5-minute rule and just starts typing. To her surprise, after those initial 5 minutes, she finds herself lost in the flow of writing. She breaks down the report into smaller sections and celebrates each mini victory. By the end of the day, she's completed a significant chunk of work. Sarah realizes that procrastination isn't about willpower, it's about finding strategies that work for her. So remember, conquering procrastination isn't about becoming some superhuman productivity machine. It's about being kind to yourself, understanding your own rhythms, and implementing practical strategies that help you move forward. You've got this. We've covered a lot today, folks. Breaking down tasks, harnessing the power of 5 minutes, eliminating distractions, finding your peak productivity time, and rewarding yourself along the way. Remember, it's all about making small, consistent changes that add up to big results over time. I want to hear from you. Share your own procrastination-busting tips and stories in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community of dopamine hackers together. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes filled with even more brain-boosting strategies. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine levels and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.